This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. Feel like maybe you've done one too many book clubs? Don't like having to read other people's choices by the next meeting? Let's cue the lounge music. How about a different option to introduce you to other book lovers? One where you could just mix it up and mingle with authors, poets, and other readers. That's what's happening at something called the Book Lounge in Brattleboro. It got started earlier this summer and happens every Thursday night. Dee Dee Cummings is one of the co-founders of the Book Lounge, and she's also the publisher of Green Writers Press, and she joins me now. Dee Dee, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Do you like that lounge music?
I love the lounge music. It's great.
So Brattleboro has a long literary history and a plethora of bookshops. The Brattleboro Literary Festival has been going on since 2002, and Brattleboro, I think, was one of Rudyard Kipling's favorite places on earth.
That's true.
So talk about how all of that helped play into the creation of the Book Lounge.
Yeah, there's a rich literary tradition here, Nina, as you know. And, you know, I moved here from living in Boston. I lived in Cambridge and I worked at Little Brown and Company. And I came up to the book press to check a book. I was on press, and I fell in love with the town. And I think there were five independent bookstores at the time, which is crazy. You know? And so anyway, we have a lively community here, writers, editors, readers, poets. And I got together with one of the owners of Duo Restaurant, a dear friend of mine, Stephanie Bonin. She and her husband own a very wonderful relatively new restaurant right on the corner of Main Street and High Street. And just above in the Brooks House, which is an amazing renovation in Brattleboro, Rudyard Kipling used to hold court and play poker up on the top floor. So there's a, you know, maybe Rudyard Kipling's memory is seeping down through the upper levels. But Steph and I got together and I adored her late mother, Betsy Bonin, who was the owner of the bookseller right on Main Street. And we dedicated the Book Lounge to the memory of Betsy and now Pierre Bonin, who passed away about a week ago.
Oh.
And they were just an amazing couple. You'd walk into their store and Betsy would say, "Dee Dee, oh, I've got a new historical fiction. I think you'll like it." You know, they knew what people were reading. And so it's just a great way to kind of get back away from the digital world and away from our computers and into a group. And we meet every Thursday.
Yeah,
and
describe what a typical Thursday night book lounge is like for people who haven't had a chance to attend.
Okay, so usually I'm there and I have a guest, or there's a wonderful local editor. Her name is Jessica Swift, and she happily fills in for me if I'm away, so I have a break. And people gather in the corner, in the back of Duo, there's a whole separate area called The Lounge, and they have wonderful jazz on Friday nights.
So there's lounge music.
Well, we don't have – we have, like, background music on their CD. But, you know, we – Thursday night was a little quiet, and Steph and I thought that would be a good night for people to just meet and mingle. And the whole idea is to have a very casual place where we can go and talk about books, which for many people, it's a passion. And, you know, a lot of us haven't been able to really join a book group that – either due to time constraints or, as you mentioned, you know, you might not want to read, you know, something that is dictated to you, but you love to talk about books. And so Steph and I were talking about what we were reading and we really clicked. And then we decided to do this and use the back of the lounge at the restaurant.
So, Dee Dee, when you have these events, I thought I read that they were kind of structured but loosely so. So is there a theme each week or a skill set that people come in to talk about?
Yeah. Usually the beginning, it's more of a social time. And, you know, there's not really that much alcohol being consumed, a la Ernest Hemingway or anything. No mojitos. But, you know, there is a bar. And, you know, sometimes people will get something to eat. And we sit in these wonderful lounge. They're like, you know, couches in the corner and also couple of wingback chairs. It's very loungy, you know. And there are tables, but we tried that once and it was terrible. So we just fan out from the corner and we form this kind of semicircle around, I guess, the host, which is usually me, or with a guest. For example, after mingling and talking and catching up with people, like we're starting to know each other, you know, I'll introduce a guest. For example, we had Castle Freeman, who's a wonderful author from Newfane, Vermont. He came down and talked about his, you know, his work, and people were able to ask him questions, such as the sale of his wonderful novel, Away With Me, which he sold to Anthony Hopkins, which is now a movie called Blackway. And, you know, we were able to really kind of get behind the scenes with a writer and some well-known writers, but also some new writers or emerging writers, you know, can come and you know, talk, but it's not like a reading or a speech or anything. It's more interacting.
Well, writing can be very solitary. I know when I'm working in Rutland, I'm often spending hours on my computer and I'm not doing novels or anything, but, you know, just it's not often without much interaction. So is that what you're trying to offer writers and lovers of books, a way to come together and socialize as well as work on some skills?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as a publisher and a writer myself, it's just a way to create this extended community. And it's working out so beautifully. And I'm really thrilled that it's becoming a thing.
How many people have been coming the last few
years? Average about, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 people average. We've had more and we've had a few less. So it's, you know, but it's growing, which is really exciting.
What would you say to someone who finds this idea intriguing but might be a little intimidated by the thought of coming?
Oh, well, all are welcome. We have librarians, booksellers, poets, writers, readers, and everyone is welcome. And we go around the room at the beginning and we just say our names and why are we here? And people, there are, you know, I'm pretty outgoing, but, you know, there are people who are very shy. And it's really, it really seems to be an accommodating place where all are welcome. And I haven't really had any complaints. And, you know, it's evolving. And the nice thing about it is that the book loungers are creating it themselves.
And just briefly, Didi, what do you think people get out of it, both the writers and just the readers?
Beautiful. Well, I've heard a lot of people say that they feel like life slows down during that, you know, 2 hour time. And often, like Tim Weed, a local novelist from Putney, he read from Ursula Le Guin. And we all just, I looked around the room and people had their eyes shut and they were listening. And so it's so beautiful to get away from, you know, to get into the analog, away from the digital, and to hold a book in your hand and listen to someone read to you. And I think
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. People seem to really just, you know, they don't get as stressed out in their normal lives when they have the book lounge.
Well, Didi, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us about it today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Didi Cummings is one of the co-founders of the Book Lounge. She's also the publisher of Green Writers Press and an occasional commentator on VPR.